Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. It says, "Blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so also persecuted they the prophets which were before you." Well, I don't know about you, but this message here from Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount, the Beatitudes, is not like my favorite. You know, it's not my favorite couple of verses in the midst of this, his sermon. It says, you know, "Blessed are you when they revile you and persecute you." Who wants that, right? And now notice though here, it says falsely. Blessed are you when they do it falsely. Now, you know, when they're speaking right on and we've done something that's wrong and they're persecuting us for that or saying evil things about us, you know, that's not what he's talking about. But he's saying when we're doing things right, when we're genuinely loving on others and they still speak evil of you. Now, I don't know about you, but there's two responses that I've had since I gave my life to Christ when it comes to this message here. One is, first thing is, well, I just want to love people. And if I love them, they're going to see the love and they're going to come to it and they're going to want to know Jesus. Okay. And that's going to happen for many people, but it doesn't happen all the time. And so that's one of my feelings. Like that is hard to think, like, why should they? If I just love on them enough and lay down my life enough, it won't happen, but clearly it will. He says later on, you know, in Matthew, he says that, listen, if they've done it to me, they're going to do it to you. The servant is not greater than the master. And so it's just a reality. In fact, in it says in Luke, it says, "Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets." Now that's scary, right? In other words, it's saying if people are all speaking well of you, you should be concerned. You know, recently I was talking to somebody and they said, I was telling them about what's happening in the Bay Area and the persecution that Christians are experiencing. And it's amazing. Like you see some really strong Christians, some really strong followers of Jesus because it's not culturally accepted. It's really going against the norm. I mean, hardly anyone goes to church. And I was sharing this with somebody and they said, oh, well, they lived in a totally different area of the country. And they were like, what? Like, I've never been persecuted. I've never had people. And now this person may have been a new follower of Jesus. I'm not sure, not judging them. Maybe they just haven't experienced it yet. Because, you know, all true followers of Jesus will eventually. But as I was sharing this with them, you know, it just reminded me, woe unto you if all men speak well of you. You know, so did the your fathers to the false prophets. In other words, the false prophets were those who were telling the people what they wanted to hear. They were giving them whatever message they wanted to hear. And of course, that's, people are going to, you know, oftentimes be okay with that, but that's not true. That's not being a true friend, telling people what they want to hear. And so, you know, it says in Matthew 11, 18 and 19, it says, John the Baptist came neither eating nor drinking, and they said he had a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking. In other words, their ministries were different, how they reached out to people. But in neither of those cases did people speak well of them. Yes, many were drawn to the message, but not all. And so I hope this just encourages you like it does me, that there's going to be persecution. People are going to speak evil against us. And we got to rejoice, he says, and be exceedingly glad. For great is our reward in heaven. And one day, I love this part. This is the second response I've had since I gave my life to Christ, is to get excited about being persecuted and to say, hey, you know what? One day, scripture says, we're going to reign with him for all of eternity. And so what a beautiful thing to get to identify with Jesus, who came to earth and laid down his life. Again, it says, if they hated him, they're going to hate us. I mean, and he was perfect in all his ways. And he said, I came not to be served, but to serve. Who would hate a servant? But they did. And I'll tell you why. Because in Matthew, it tells us that there are going to be two responses. In fact, no, this is in John. There'll be two responses. He says, when the light comes to people, either they're drawn to the light or they run from the light because they don't want their sin to be revealed for what it is. And it reminds me of my mother-in-law sharing with me that when my father-in-law, her husband, got saved, she, instead of being drawn to that, she was, when he, all of a sudden he truly laid down his life for her, at first she was put off by it. She didn't like it. She's like, strangely enough, I didn't like it. I hated him all the more. It exposed where she was at, right? Now, thank God she eventually came to surrender her life to Christ, and his example won her over. And you know what? And I try to imagine that when someone's not being nice to me. And first thing I want to say is, am I really loving them? Am I really doing the right thing? Okay. Are they disliking me for the right reasons? And unfortunately, I'm not perfect and I fail way too often. But you know what? There's, I think of somebody in my life who has, it's really been some tough times. And I imagine though, that person one day could become my best friend. Just like Paul persecuted the Christians. Next thing you know, he was like the greatest among them, right? Wrote the most books of the Bible. And I imagine one day that person could be my best friend. That person could actually be my mentor. That person could actually be the one who's speaking into my life. And so I think it's important that we, one, realize persecution is coming. People aren't all going to speak well of us. Get ready for it if it hasn't already happened. And, you know, two is, you know what? That person one day could become your best friend. So let's just continue to love on them and pray that our love wins them over, but know that not necessarily will it. All right, let's go out there and have a super ultra awesome, fantastic day. And if you want to view other episodes, you can download my podcast, Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or visit my blog, beacatalyst.com. God bless.